This is Pacific Bell with a collect call from
Jerry Pippin.
Press 1 now.
Let's go, 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 go.
No, you don't have to use the phone. This is the internet, baby. Hello, everyone. Jerry Pippin, and this is our email all request show. Let's kick the show off with a request for Tom Jones. Requested in an interesting email, I must say, from a lady in England.
Baby, take off your coat. Real slow. Baby, take off your shoes. I'll help you take off your shoes. Baby, take off your dress. Yes, yes, yes. You can leave your hat on. You can leave your hat on. Can leave your hand on. No, all the lights. Come back here, stand on that chair. Ooh, baby, that's right. Raise your arms in the air. Now shake 'em. You give me reason to live. 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 Suspicious minds are talking. They're trying to tear us apart.
They don't believe in this love of mine.
They don't know what love is.
They don't know what love is. They don't know.
Love is.
Jones, and you can leave your hat on. No, that was requested by a nice lady. Yeah. Gillian Castle. She even sent along a picture, by the way, with that request. No, no, she didn't have a hat on, but she was dressed. Anyway, Gillian, thanks a lot. I didn't know about that song, so I thought it was an interesting way to open up a show for sure.
Gillian lives in the United Kingdom. As long as we're in England, let's play something by Russell Watson. This is his new CD, That's Life. All the songs made famous by Frank Sinatra. Like this one. Strangers in the Night.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wondering in the night, what were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night. Up till that moment when we said our first hello, little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the night. Since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the night. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, strangers in the night. Up till that moment when we said our first hello, little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the night. Well, it turned out so right for strangers in the night.
Russell Watson, definitely a class act from England.
But guess what? That request was actually made by Aveline Robinson, who lives in Texas. She lives near Fort Worth in a town called Mansfield. By the way, thanks, Aveline, for turning us on to the CD. There's some great tunes on there, for sure. Speaking of Frank Sinatra, I'd like for you to check the Frank Sinatra section on our Las Vegas shows site. That's VegasRadioShows.com. We have a great performance by Frank Sinatra from 1966 at the old Copa Room at the Sands Hotel, home of the Rat Pack. In fact, you go over there to our memory section on VegasRadioShow.com, and you'll find some great things, not only by Frank Sinatra, but by others as well. Jim Creighton, by the way, sent us that CD many years ago. It's a rare recording, the one on the Vegas site. Creighton lives up in British Columbia. Speaking of Sinatra, his daughter Nancy came up this week by default in a request by an email. We received this email from Peter McNamara. He lives in Brisbane, Australia. In fact, Peter has been listening to our shows since the streaming audio days of KBIX. I think he joined us around 2000. And he checks in with us from time to time ever since then. Thanks a lot, Peter. He says, "Hi, mate." Well, that's fitting since he's from Australia, right? You know, Peter loves Johnny Cash, but in this email he asks for Lee Hazlewood. It says, "It seems like we could do with a bit of reminiscing." And then adds, "Ah, those were the days, eh?" 15 different time zones away, down in Brisbane, from Jackson, Mississippi. But the internet, hey, it's only a millisecond. Because here is Lee Hazlewood, Nancy Sinatra, and Jackson.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around.
Yeah,
I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
Well, go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your health. Go play your hand, you big talking man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, yeah, go to Jackson. But go comb that hair.
I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
Go ahead and see if I care.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn a loose of my coat. 'Cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. They'll laugh at you and Jackson.
I doubt it.
And I'll be dancing on a pony keg. They'll lead you round that town like a scarlet hound. With your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. Go to Jackson, and that's a natural fact. We're gone to Jackson, ain't never coming back. We got married in a fever,
when it comes to UFO and paranormal DVDs, people are coming to ShopJerryPippin.com. They know they get fast service, lower prices, and a unique selection. Now our inventory is expanding, and soon you will be amazed at the fine product selection we will be offering. So don't fight the mall crowds. Just click on Shop Cherry Pippin. It's the convenient way to shop for the 21st century. Try it. You'll like it. ShopCherryPippin.com.
You is truly Jerry Pippin.
Got an email this week from a listener in Stockton, California, who was musing over the fact they had heard a Mike Douglas song, and he said it didn't seem quite the same way he remembered it back when it was popular, I think in the 70s, and he asked me to listen to it. I'm going to do better than that. I'm going to play it. You know, three talk show giants passed away this year besides Mike Douglas, Tom Snyder, who was probably a role model for me, and also Merv Griffin. By the way, one of our producers here at the Jerry Pippin Show, Roberta Scott, in an earlier lifetime in the 60s, was an entertainer. And she had a chance to meet Merv Griffin. She said he invited her backstage. He originally wanted her on the show, but she was ready to do a USO tour in Vietnam, and the plane was leaving the same time the show was being taped. She said he was a great dresser and had a wonderful personality. I guess that's a requirement to be a TV talk show host, right? Well, maybe not. There's Howard Stern. Roberta did appear on the Mike Douglas show, and here's how she described Mike.
He was very warm and personable. He was so handsome. And when I first met him, all I could think was, boy, he smells good. His cologne smelled wonderful. The show was live. Guests that day were Sandy Baron, Dom DeLuise, Julius LaRosa, and Vicky Carr. At the close of the show, he asked me to sing. I said, sure, thinking I was going to sing the song I practiced earlier. Well, he introduced the wrong song, and my piano player began playing it. I had never sang that song before. I looked for a teleprompter, but the show must go on. I did my best. I didn't know if I knew the words or not, but I just made words come out as if they were right. When it was all over, I went to my manager and said, what on earth happened? No one knew, but I think it was Vicky's song. Just what are the odds of that happening on a live TV show? Mike Douglas was so wonderful. He just acted like everything was great. How did the show go? I'll never know, because I wouldn't and didn't ever watch it. And that was the first time I ever met Mike Douglas. Very nice person. He will be missed.
That was our own Roberta Scott talking about her close encounter with Mike Douglas. Mike Douglas, by all accounts, was quite a guy. Here he is for the fellow in Stockton who wanted to know if this is the song I remember. Yes, being a father of two daughters, I always liked the song. It kind of tugs at the heartstrings. The man in my little girl's life.
The man in my little girl's life, the man in my little girl's life.
It seems like only yesterday, and I can hear my little girl say,
Daddy, there's a boy outside. His name is Rod. He wants to play in our backyard. Can he, Daddy? Daddy, Daddy. Oh, please, Daddy.
Was it really so long ago that she'd come to me and she'd want to know, Dad, there's a boy outside. His name is Lee. He wants to carry my books for me.
Daddy, Daddy.
Is it all right, Dad?
He's got freckles, Dad.
The man in my little girl's life. The man in my little girl's life.
Then came ponytails and jeans, and my little girl was in her teens.
Popsy? There's a boy outside. His name is Tom. He wants to take me to the prom. Okay, Popsy?
He's cute, Popsy. We'll be home early, Popsy.
Before I knew it, time had flown, and how my little girl had grown. Now it was Father. There's a boy outside. His name is Eddie. He wants to know if we can go steady. Can we, Father? Yes, Father? Oh, can we borrow the car, Pop? Yes, it seems like only yesterday I heard my lovely daughter say, Dad, there's a boy outside. His name is Jim. He asked me if I'd marry him. I said, yes, Dad. Got something in your eye, Dad? I love him, Dad. The man in my little girl's life. The man in my little girl's life. A child, an adolescent, a young lady, a wife. And oh yes, there's another man in my little girl's life. Hi, Dad. There's a boy outside. His name is Tim. I told him Grandpa was going to babysit with him. Thanks, Dad. Bless you, Dad. Good night, Dad.
The man in my little girl's life. The man in my little girl's life.
That was Mike Douglas. You know, another thought just occurred to me. One of the biggest Lee Hazlewood songs. And remember, Peter from Australia wanted to hear him, and we played one of his hits. But one of his biggest hits featured Not a Word by Lee Hazlewood. He was the producer for Frank Sinatra's daughter Nancy's first major recording. Remember These Boots Are Made for Walking? I remember when this record came out in 1966, I was on the air at KBIX here in Muskogee. And we played it every couple of hours. People just could not get enough of it. Here it is, Nancy Sinatra. And These Boots Are Made for Walking, produced by Lee Hazlewood.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Nancy Sinatra on our all-email request show. I'd like to thank Helen Mendoza of Houston, Texas. She wrote us, she sent us an email about the Elvis Presley story. Some very nice words, Helen. We do appreciate that. Helen writes that she loves the gospel music that Elvis sung. So we started looking around for something unique, and we found this clip from the Gaither Family concert somewhere. Probably on a Sunday afternoon. And guess who steps out from behind the curtain?
I'd like to have J.D. Sumner to stay up to sing one of my favorite songs, Why Me, Lord?
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do to deserve loving you and the kindness you show? My soul's in your hands, Jesus, my soul's in your hands.
Elvis was a fan of all of the gospel groups and really, you know, knew most of them. He loved to sing gospel. We'll get back to this in a minute, but it is interesting, as we were looking around for a different Elvis cut, our country music consultant, Jerry Wilhite, found this record from the soundtrack of a 1960s movie featuring Elvis and the woman. I would say a fairly exciting woman. So I tell you what we're going to do. Let's play this cut, and you tell me who the woman is. In fact, if I had not already told you it was Elvis, you may not have guessed that either. It sounds like it's from a Broadway musical.
She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. She loves me. She loves me. The lady loves me, and it shows. In spite of the way she turns up her nose, I'm her ideal, her heart's desire. Under that eye she's burning like fire. She'd like to cuddle up to me. She's playing hard to get. The lady loves me, but she doesn't know it yet.
The gentleman has some affair, as much as an elephant or a bear. I'd like to take him for a spin, back to the zoo to visit his kin. He's got about as much appeal as a soggy cigarette. The lady loves him, but he doesn't know it yet.
The lady's got a crush on me.
The gentleman's crazy, obviously.
The lady's dying to be kissed.
The gentleman needs a psychiatrist. I'd rather kiss a rattlesnake or play Russian roulette.
The lady loves me, but she doesn't know it yet. She's falling fast, she's on the skids.
Both of his heads are flipping their lids.
Tonight she'll hold me in her arms.
I'd rather be holding hydrogen bombs. Will someone tell this Romeo I'm not his Juliet?
The lady loves me, but she doesn't know it yet. She wants me
like poison ivy.
Needs me
like a hole in the head.
Everyone can see she's got it bad.
He's mad. The gentleman is an egotist.
I'm simply aware I'm hard to resist.
He's one man I can learn to hate.
How's about having dinner at eight?
I'd rather dine with a Frankenstein in a moonlight tete-a-tete.
The lady loves me, but she doesn't know it yet. Ah, yes, she loves me.
Dig that shrinking violet.
Oh, she really loves me.
Here's one gal you'll never get.
She loves me.
Would you like to make a bet?
I said the lady loves me.
The gentleman's all wet.
Okay, I guess you figured it out already. Anne Margaret and Elvis Presley, and that was from Viva Las Vegas. Now we're going to play Guess the Singer for Real. Here's the way it works. Send me an email at jerry@jerrypippin.com if you know who this singer is. We wanted a gospel song by Elvis, and we found this. It was labeled Elvis Presley singing Just a Closer Walk with Thee. But as you will quickly figure out, this is not Elvis. We thought we'd close out the show to try to please Helen, even though it's not Elvis. You will have to admit this is a very, very good version of Just a Closer Walk with Thee. If you think you know who the singer is, email me. And don't forget to send me your email request for our next show coming up in a couple of weeks. Thanks for listening, everybody. Cheers.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Grant it,
just a
Jesus. Is my plea.
Just a closer walk with thee. Just a
daily walking close to thee.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Let it be, dear Lord. Let it be. When
life is old. And time for me will be no more. God, gently, safely o'er to thy kingdom's shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Grand is Jesus, is my plea.
Just to keep seeing with people, just to
daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.